This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
Iconic Breakfast Club quotes that define 80s movies and culture. Relive the best quotes from The Breakfast Club that capture the spirit of 80s movies, pop culture, and teen angst with a fun, nostalgic twist. Breakfast Club quotes that still hit home, man. Okay, so picture this. You're stuck in Saturday detention with a brainy kid, a jock, a princess, a rebel, and that one quiet, mysterious guy. Sounds like a recipe for disaster, right? Well, that's The Breakfast Club for you. The quintessential 80s movie that managed to capture the spirit of teenagers, angst, awkwardness, and all the quirks of 1980s pop culture in just a few hours. And oh man, the quotes. The quotes from that flick? Legendary. Now, if you've spent any time around anyone who loves 80s TV shows or has a collection of 1980s fashion memorabilia, seriously, those sheer pink blouses and members-only jackets are eternal. You know that The Breakfast Club is like a sacred text. I get it. It's not just a movie. It's a way of life. And some of its lines are carved into the nostalgia stone ages of our brains. Let me share a few highlights and why they still make us chuckle, think, or realize that teens from three decades ago were eerily similar to us today. Don't you forget about me. The theme song, sure, but also the emotional punch at the end of the film. It's a little plea, a little warning, and a big part of 80s music history that made everyone want to slow dance at the school dance, even if they didn't have a date. It's the perfect embodiment of the whole We Matter vibe. Screws fall out all the time. The world is an imperfect place. John Bender's rough around the edges philosophy that somehow feels like the ultimate shrug at life. It's that thing where you get that not everything has to be perfect, and sometimes it's okay to be a little wild. Classic 80s rebel thinking, right? You're all pretty weird. Claire and I'm not a freak, you're the freaks. Bender exchange. This back and forth feels like the ultimate teen drama distilled to its core. Misunderstandings, cliques, and the slow realization that we're all just freaks in our own way. Plus, it's hilarious because it never gets old. When you grow up, your heart dies. Allison's dark little truth bomb about getting cynical with age. Sounds grim, but if you think about it, it's an 80s anthem of staying true to yourself, even if your heart gets a little battered in the process. Speaking of hearts, The Breakfast Club isn't just about the snark, it's about connection. Even though they're stereotypes, the jock, the nerd, the princess, the rebel, and the outcast, this group found common ground. And those moments totally speak to anyone who ever felt like they didn't belong or thought people from other cliques were from a different planet. Spoiler alert, we're all kind of from the same weird galaxy. Now I gotta admit, these quotes and moments come with a bonus treat if you're into 80s celebrities. Actors like Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Emilio Estevez were basically the rock stars of teen cinema back in the day. Their performances, combined with a killer soundtrack and some memorable 1980s fashion, hello leg warmers and high-waisted jeans, made the film unforgettable. If you're itching to soak up more of that authentic 80s vibe beyond the popcorn flicks and mixtapes, you've got to check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, packed with the feel-good essence of the era. This book nails everything from 80s music to the hilarious awkwardness of adolescence. So next time you're quoting screws fall out all the time, just remember, it's not just funny because it's true, but because it captures a moment in 1980s pop culture where being weird wasn't just tolerated, it was celebrated. And hey, if anyone challenges you to a 1980s trivia battle, drop those lines like a pro. You'll have them nearly quoting, "Don't you forget about me," before you can say principal's office. Until next time, keep that vintage VCR humming and the neon lights glowing.